Hello, this is the JD Man again. And before I start with this story, let me just tell you I've noticed a little trend on Twitter about these things with the hashtag white girl problems. I think it's safe to say this story qualifies in that department. Okay. Woman's BMW is stolen after she left it running in gas station. Actually, I think I would name this story differently. Something like, duh. Maybe, I don't know. Let's get on with the stupidity. Secaucus. A Salem County woman's 2011 BMW was stolen from a gas station after she left it running when she stopped at the station's mini-mart last night, officials say. At 11:46 p.m., a 26-year-old Pills Grove woman pulled into a gas station on the westbound side of Route 3 and left the 3 Series luxury car running as she popped into the store, police say. Okay, I don't know why it ended whatever. While she was in the store, another BMW pulled into the gas station, and the police believe that someone jumped out of that BMW and into her BMW, cops say. Who the hell is writing this article? Adding that both vehicles went west on Route 3. Anyone with information on the theft is asked to call the Secaucus Police Department at, I'm not telling you the number. Okay. Now, if this doesn't qualify as white girl problems, I don't know what does. And you will notice they did not use the woman's name in the article. I guess her identity's being withheld to protect the stupid. Okay, how many of you guys own a BMW? Yeah, that's what I thought. If you owned a BMW, would you leave it running while you go run in to get a, I don't know, one of those fancy coffees that cost like 15 bucks? And then run out and say, oh, I left my car or my keys in the car and then someone stole my car. Right. Oh man, oh man. I don't know what to say about obvious stupidity as this. Wow. Now this is a problem that normal people just don't have. Because most, well, you know how I feel about the population breakdown. At least 2/3 of the population are smarter than this. But there's always that 1/3 that has to do something stupid, gets caught on the news, and look, stupid people, ha ha ha. Yeah, we know. This is only one of, what is it, 116, 115 stories I went through today until I found this one and decided, oh yeah. Yeah, this is the one for today. Oh, man. It's over 4 minutes. Well, I better stop this one. Oh, more Houston County stories with the most comments in the last 7 days. 78. Jersey City Assemblymen apologize for Facebook post calling Philadelphia Eagles gay birds. Okay. 78 comments from that. Whatever. Anyways, this is JD Man, and I will talk to you later.